You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday, also known as Friday Eve. So I hope you all have some fun plans that you have laid out for the weekend, and wherever you're at, your weather is supposed to be good. And if it's not supposed to be good, then you have plans somewhere where it will be good. So I just thought I'd take a moment to let you know how to get a hold of me if you had been trying to and you had any trouble at all. My website, you can go to Tarot and Lenormand by Chris, or you can also go to mediumchrisclardy.com, and that will take you to the same place. I recently changed my web address. So using Tarot and Lenormand by Chris, or just typing in mediumchrisclardy.com, that will take you to the same place. So I'm in the process of switching that over, and it's going to take you right to the same spot, make it a little easier to find me by my name. So that, that Tarot and Lenormand by Chris I created when I was pretty much just reading tarot cards. And I also read Lenormand as well. So those of you out there that like having card readings done, don't hesitate to get a hold to me for that as well, because I still do that. I still love doing that. It's a lot of fun. And I love giving people guidance with reading cards. So don't hesitate to reach out if you're looking for some guidance in doing card readings. And it's actually kind of fun to do card readings for your pets. I do those every once in a while. It's kind of fun to look at a pet's situation. Like if you have an animal that is an athlete, for example, and you're doing some sort of competition, and you want to see how that competition's going to go, or what kind of competition you need to look out for and what that situation is. That's a good example of getting a card reading for your pet. Say you have a horse, and you are looking at what your competition is going to be in the reining arena, and what kind of things you need to work on, and what kind of partnership you and your horse have, and the overall perspective of what the classes and the competition has in store for you for the season. It's just kind of a fun thing to do. So that that being said, you know, feel free to reach out and ask for something like that. I also, if you're in the Northeast Ohio area, I do offer to come out and do visits at your boarding stables and stuff. So I can come out and set up something with your boarding facility to do readings for all of the boarders that are interested. I did one last summer at a facility, and some of the barn friends, because it was okay to do this at the facility I went to, they brought their dogs out. So I did a handful of the horses, and I did some of the dogs that folks brought in. So keep that in mind. I can also bring a friend that does animal Reiki. So keep that in mind as well. So I have Carol in Cedar Lake, Indiana. What can I help you with tonight, Carol?
Hi, I'm great. I don't really have any. Are you an astrologer or psychic medium or anything? I'm not familiar.
I am an animal communicator, and I'm not an astrologer at all. So that's not my. Something I could help you with.
Now I have so many animals in spirit, and I'm really glad that you're an animal communicator because I love animals, and I have all kinds of, from birds to cats to lizards to hamsters.
Oh wow.
To dogs, and I used to hand raise parrots and birds, so go at it.
Wow. So you've had a little bit of everything. That's great.
Yes.
Was there one that you were looking for a message from, or do you have one right now that you're having some kind of challenge with that you need some help with?
No. Right now, I'm just down to one cat here. But like I said, I have a lot in spirit. I have a miniature tabby. She's doing fine, and her name is Marcy. And my doggy passed, and they live ripe old ages. I'm 57, so I've had a lot of years to have. I actually worked in a pet shop for 5 years, and then I raised parrots. 2 years, so there's a lot of them in spirit.
So I am getting this this parrot coming through that this was a bossy little guy.
Had a male.
This huge personality, and it was very, very bossy, and he was slightly possessive of you. He didn't really like to share your attention with humans either. He would get quite jealous if other people came real close to you. And it was like he would start yelling at them, and I'm seeing like this major head bob. Like he expressed himself very well when he was not happy with something. But he this is really funny. I'm seeing him looking at you, and it's like he would put this little show on for you. And it's like he would do this little dance, and it's like, I'm going to entertain you. You don't need to watch the TV. I'm your entertainment.
Yes, that was my little conure named T. He was a maroon belly conure, and yes, he did his little strut. He puffed his wings out, and it was a male, and yes, he bonded with me. When I lost him, I lost part of my heart.
So he does come around you a lot, and I feel like you occasionally hear him. Early in the morning, you think you're having a dream that you hear him, but he's coming around you a lot, and this area in your house that he had an enclosure close to a window that let a lot of sunlight in. And that's where he loves to sit. He loves that sunshine made him feel really, really good. But sometimes it would drive you crazy because as soon as a little crack of sunlight would come in, it was like, okay. He was like having a rooster. It was like, get up, everybody.
Yeah, that was him.
This is absolutely hilarious. So when I'm getting, when I'm doing readings for like mediumship readings for people, I tend to get a lot of associations with what movie famous people look like to kind of describe loved ones. But with his personality, I don't know if you've ever seen Madagascar, but his personality is like the Lemur King. Like, he's just like presenting himself like that. He was quite something. And he actually, I feel like he has influenced, I don't know if you've had another bird since him.
Yeah, right after he passed, I was so heartbroken. I had to go get the same breed. It was Moon-Bellied Conure, and I looked it up, and I found the same breed. And then I had a female named Carly. She died, didn't have hers long, and they both died of a cold. The house wasn't warm enough. I was young, and they got. But yes, I was so heartbroken. I bought the same breed of bird and had a female right after him. Same breed.
Okay, but her personality was a polar opposite. She was very
She was in introvert. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's very loving. Very loving. She would lay on my chest and I'd pet her. Yeah, she's very loving.
Yeah, he kind of like is sticking his little wings out when she was around. He was like trying to encourage her to have a bigger personality, and I feel like when she was raised, when she was tiny, she didn't get quite the same type of socialization as he did. I'm feeling like he came from a place where he came from like this aviary that they raised birds and they really handled them a lot, and they were very caring and loving, and they brought these birds up to go into homes and to be these great pets. And she didn't come from, I don't feel like it was a bad situation, but she just didn't have the handling that he did.
The handling, yeah, that's correct. That's right. She wasn't handled as much, but I tamed her in no time. I'm good at taming animals. But yes, she took a little more taming. That's correct.
So they are together, but she's still kind of, she's still very timid. he definitely comes around you a lot still. And it's like, he's still like that little, that like, I'm going to hang around you and I'm just going to kind of watch everything that goes on around you. And he also alerts things that are going on in around your house. So he'll kind of get your dog riled up every once in a while. And I feel I feel like your dog's getting a little bit older. Like if your dog isn't quite sensing something, your dog will, he'll get your dog's attention to go like, it's like, pay attention over here. You need to look over here. If your dog doesn't quite catch the attention of something, and your dog's like, your dog can sense him and see him. And it's like, your dog will look over.
Yes, that's correct.
In that area. So you've got this great, funny little guy, and just be very aware that he's still with you, and talk to him when you get a chance to, and when you're thinking of him, because he is still very much a part of your life. So thank you very much for letting me tap into him, and I hope you enjoyed that. And I really hope you have a wonderful weekend, and you enjoy thinking about him and remembering him, because he is quite the little character. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend.